You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Saudara pendengar, Anda mungkin pernah mendengar tentang makanan super seperti kale atau kunyit yang dimaksudkan untuk meningkatkan kesehatan Anda. Ahli gizi menyarankan bahwa dalam penuaan yang sehat, kita perlu memiliki diet yang seimbang. Jadi, apakah makan makanan super membuat kita lebih aktif daripada makanan lain? Berikut ini Amy Jin Yuang melaporkan. Profesor Linda Tapsell adalah seorang ahli nutrisi dan pakar diet dari Fakultas Kedokteran Universitas Wollongong, mengatakan ia tidak keberatan dengan gagasan superfood karena hal itu akan mendorong orang untuk menjauh dari junk food yang kurang sehat.
Superfood is a term that has evolved to try and draw attention to foods that have a very good nutritional quality. So it's a bit more of a marketing word than a word we would use in nutrition, so to speak. Nevertheless, we're talking about foods that have really got lots of components within them that could be helpful for healthy aging. But I would not suggest that you would be able to do anything like jump off tall buildings as a superhuman by eating them, but you would certainly be healthier by consuming them.
Namun Profesor Tapsell sendiri tidak belanja untuk makanan super tertentu untuk dirinya sendiri. Ia melihat diet holistik sebagai pilihan yang lebih sehat daripada suplemen cepat dan vitamin.
The thing about aging is you don't get away with as much as you did when you were younger. So you can't cut corners, and so you do really need these foods that are packed with nutrients, particularly fruits and vegetables and whole grains, because some of the systems that rely on what those foods have to deliver are beginning to slow down. So you need to make sure you've resourced them well with these foods that are packed with nutrients that are going to support that.
Margaret Sim tidak melihat dirinya sebagai seorang koki, meskipun ia telah membesarkan keluarganya dan sekarang telah menjadi nenek sendiri. Ia mengatakan makanan super bukan pilihannya karena harganya yang lumayan mahal.
Superfood, I don't know, those young people eat quinoa, and you know, couscous, that sort of thing, but I don't eat those. I eat rice, you know, Asians. Too expensive, and then I don't really go into those sort of food. My daughter does, but not me, because I probably the older generation prefer food from the ground, you know, veggies and stuff like that.
Profesor Tapsell mengatakan ia condong untuk menikmati makanan segar yang sedang dalam musim tanpa waktu penyimpanannya yang lama.
I've certainly been enjoying the berries this summer. There's been, a wonderful array and availability of berries at a reasonable price this summer. We always have nuts available to snack on or to throw in salad. I'm going to the greengrocer to get my fresh fruit and vegetables, so the fruit bowl is always full. In terms of cereals, it's either oats or whole grain breakfast cereals. Yogurt's always in the fridge.
Seorang ahli gizi yang berbasis di Sydney, Anika Roth, tidak membeli makanan super meskipun dirinya adalah ahli gizi sendiri. Ia lebih memandang makanan super sebagai label pemasaran dengan persyaratan yang sangat ketat di Uni Eropa yang tidak didefinisikan secara jelas di Australia.
So when someone claims something as a superfood, it's just a marketing term. And it's usually something that's, you know, exotic sounding, something pricey, or something that has like an ancient kind of like quinoa, like that sort of thing, something that has that was used by, you know, a long time ago by a previous population.
Ia juga melihat penuaan yang sehat lebih pada mengkonsumsi makanan seimbang dari 5 kelompok makanan.
These are just, you know, like fruits and vegetables, legumes, grain-based foods, nuts, lean meat, fish, reduced fat dairy. So it's better to focus on these food groups rather than focusing on so-called superfoods to boost our health.
Rolf menjelaskan kita harus lebih memfokuskan diri pada jenis makanan yang harus Anda konsumsi daripada apa yang disebut superfood.
So one would be legumes because they are a great source of fiber and they've got lots of antioxidants to protect against disease. They can, you know, protect against cholesterol, heart disease. And the other good thing about legumes is that you can get canned options, which are really great for people who are not, you know, able to cook as much.
Disertai dengan sayur mayur yang hijau, kale atau kunyit bukanlah satu-satunya makanan nabati yang kaya dengan manfaat bagi tubuh.
So green vegetables, like, you know, maybe like broccoli, like unless you're a big fan of superfoods like kale, some simple, you know, veggies like broccoli and spinach, they're just as healthy. But, you know, kale is marketed as a superfood, so it's usually a bit expensive. So with, you know, broccoli, you can get like frozen, or you could even go with fresh. So, and they're great because they've got, you know, your vitamins, minerals, fiber, and they're also low in energy.
Selain sayuran berdaun hijau gelap, Profesor Tapsell juga merekomendasikan tomat sebagai bagian dari pilihan makanan nabati bagi mereka yang berusia di atas 50 tahunan.
Those kinds of vegetables deliver important components that help with antioxidant activity. And a lot of the breakdown that happens with aging, particularly in relation to eyesight, appears to be associated with oxidative stress. So the foods that deliver compounds that help to combat that are particularly important.
Sementara itu, untuk protein, Anika Rauf merekomendasikan pilihan yang kita semua kenal dan sederhana, yaitu telur.
So eggs are always handy because they're easy to cook. They're a great source of protein packed with, you know, lots of vitamins and minerals. And they've got omega-3 fatty acids, which will help with your healthy skin, health, nails, and hair.
Tidak semua orang makan daging, tetapi dalam hal umur panjang, sebuah studi di Harvard tahun 2013 menemukan bahwa makan ikan dengan kadar asam lemak omega-3 yang tinggi dapat memperpanjang rentang hidup dari seseorang dengan mencegah kematian yang terkait dengan penyakit jantung.
Definitely fish is very important for, you know, people who are age over 50 because fish has lots of great benefits. But nowadays, the advice that we, you know, tell people is that if you, you know, if you're obviously vegetarian, then, you know, we don't expect people to switch, you know, have fish. But if you do, if fish is something that you do enjoy and you do, you know, you do eat fish, then definitely encouraging more of that, and especially the ones that are the oily ones. So having that at least twice a week. So the oily fishes would be like your mackerel, your salmon, sardines, those ones.
Namun yang paling penting adalah tentang mendapatkan dasar-dasar yang benar, seperti dalam halnya minum banyak air dan menjaga tubuh tetap terhidrasi pada hari-hari yang panas.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.